political grievances and conspiracy theories stoke fears of election violence.
They're coming at us from all angles to undermine our core democratic institutions, our national security, and our rule of law.
What U.S. national security officials are warning heading up to the election and beyond.
The U.S. Department of Homeland Security, the FBI, have been expressing concern about the possibility for violence as Americans get ready to go to the polls in next week's presidential election.
Today is Monday, October 28th, and this is The Issue from VOA.
Hi, everyone. I'm Lori London.
And I'm Scott Walterman.
In America, in a democracy, we should have no room for, nor should we ever condone, any form of political violence.
U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris speaking after the assassination attempt on her rival in the election, former President Donald Trump. Since the January 6th attacks on the U.S. Capitol, conspiracies and accusations that the 2020 election was rigged have continued.
Republican presidential candidate Trump has continued to insist, without evidence, that the last election was stolen from him. And ahead of next week's election, Trump has been making similar unfounded statements.
I hope you can watch, and you're all over the place, watch for the voter fraud, because we win. Without voter fraud, we win so easily. Hopefully we're going to win anyway, but we want to keep it down. You can keep it down just by watching.
And during this election cycle, some voters are too nervous to even put campaign signs out on their lawns.
A lot of voters just don't want the grief that could come their way if they have a lawn sign in their yard for a particular candidate. And again, I think that's weighted toward Trump, right? People just don't want to, even Trump supporters, they just don't want to hear it from their neighbors. They don't want to take the risk of somebody confronting them or tearing down their lawn sign or whatever might happen.
The deep divisions across the country have become fertile ground for a myriad of conspiracy theories which U.S. officials fear could lead to violence by domestic extremists.
Protecting the American people from terrorist attack remains the FBI's number one priority. As I've said before, the greatest threat we face on the terrorism front here in the homeland is from what are effectively lone actors or small cells. And whether you're talking about a domestic violent extremist acting in furtherance of some ideological goal, or a homegrown violent extremist looking to advance the interests of a foreign terrorist organization, these actors often move very quickly from radicalization to action and often use easily obtainable weapons. Think a gun, a knife, a car, a crude IED.
FBI Director Christopher Wray at a congressional hearing just last year on domestic terror threats.
You know, Lori, it is really tense across the United States as both sides dig into their theologies, their point of views, and refuse to give an inch to the other side.
I know several people that have insisted they would only do mail-in voting, mail-in their ballots, because they were afraid that things at the polls could be tense or there could be violence at polling stations where people are going to vote in person. So it's really a shift in the way U.S. elections have really been in our long history as a country, that, you know, voting day was a happy day and not a fearful day. It was just something that people were very joyous and happy to be able to participate in our democratic process, which, number one, is our right to vote.
It really is a turn in my lifetime. You're not wrong. It was a day to be proud of. You went to the polls, and it didn't matter who you were voting for, who your neighbor was voting for. It was the process. The pride was in the process.
And I love going and voting, and I love being able to go on election day and getting the little sticker that we wear that they give you that says, I voted. It's just one of those things I feel very patriotic about, and I know a lot of other people do too.
Joining us now to get the latest on this Homeland Security warning about potential violence around the election process is VOA National Security Correspondent Jeff Selden.
Jeff, we're hearing, and you have been in looking into this, some intelligence bulletin from Homeland Security that have been showing a rising threat of extremists creating potential violence and chaos to disrupt the election, next week's presidential election. What can you tell us about what you're hearing?
The U.S. Department of Homeland Security, the FBI, other security officials at the state and local level across the country for some time have been expressing concern about the possibility for violence as Americans get ready to go to the polls in next week's presidential election, which also includes a bunch of state and local elections up and down the line. And there have been warnings put out repeatedly over the last several months. Most recently, last month, the Department of Homeland Security issued its 2025 Homeland Security Assessment, and in it, it specifically warned that what it calls domestic violent extremists, that is, Americans who hold extremist views, it said will pose the most significant physical threat to government officials and voters, and also elections-related personnel and infrastructure. That assessment said that targets could include polling places, ballot drop boxes, voter registration sites, campaign events, political party offices, and vote counting sites. Now, in conjunction with that, DHS and the FBI have been amplifying those warnings and have issued a series of non-public security bulletins to police agencies across the country. Some of these were obtained by a group called Property of the People, which describes itself as a nonprofit group that is dedicated to government transparency. It's posted some of those bulletins online, and some of them cite growing calls on social media for attacks on ballot collection boxes. There have also been warnings about calls for civil war, and some of the bulletins say that those calls accelerated and magnified after the July 13th attempted assassination of former president and Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump. So there's been a lot on their plate, and they've been looking at that, and they've been warning about it. And with a week to go before Americans go to the polls, there's a heightened sense of urgency to make sure that the elections are safe.
It's not just Election Day, right? Doesn't it? The warnings extend all the way to January and the inauguration.
There are a number of warnings within this singular warning about the election. Some of the warnings, as I mentioned, focused on attacks on ballot drop boxes or ballot collection boxes. And just on Monday, there were two attacks, one in Portland, Oregon, and one across the river in Vancouver, Washington, two cities in the U.S., where somebody, according to law enforcement officials, took an incendiary device, put it in the ballot drop boxes, and set them on fire. Two boxes were attacked in one. Just a couple of ballots were thought to have been destroyed, but in the other, it could be much more. And that follows an attack last week in Phoenix, Arizona, in the state of Arizona, where somebody has been arrested now for trying to set fire to a mailbox in order to damage ballots. So some of this is already taking place. In addition to the potential domestic threat, the U.S. intelligence agencies that focus more on external threats from foreign adversaries warned last week that they suspect and they have reason to believe that both Russia and also possibly Iran are moving ahead with plans to foment and inspire election-related violence as the elections take place.
So what does that look like?
A lot of what Russia and Iran especially have been doing, according to intelligence officials, is amplifying grievances, amplifying divisions and discord already present in the United States. They find hot button issues like immigration or abortion, and they seek to go into online conversations on social media, amplify the divisions, get people angrier. And the concern is that in some of those areas, and also what they've been doing is amplifying overall just narratives that say the U.S. democratic system doesn't work. And that feeds into some of these theories and conspiracy theories that have been circulating among what law enforcement officials in the U.S. call the domestic violent extremists. And so the concern is that some of the narratives that are being placed, some of the influence operations that are being seeded in social media and in other venues could help motivate or push some of these extremists in the U.S. to take violent action. And so they've been working to try to stir up security at polling places for election officials. They've been working really hard to counter some of these narratives. Just this past Friday, the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, along with the FBI and another U.S. agency, found a video circulating of somebody tearing up ballots in Pennsylvania to stoke division, to stoke anger and discord. And they quickly came out late on a Friday and said they've determined that this was the work of Russian actors, Russian influence actors. It is not real, and that Americans really need to be careful, because things that could make them angry, could provoke an emotional reaction, may be placed there on purpose. They may not be reality, but it may be the work of Russia or Iran or other actors to get them to act on something that isn't real and cause chaos as the election takes place.
One of the things that I understood from the report, or from the warning, is that a lot of the people who are the actors in this, the people setting fire to the mailboxes, they're deeply involved in conspiracy theories. You mentioned it a minute ago. That's really the root of all of this, isn't it?
The Department of Homeland Security warning said that, in particular, when it comes to the election in particular, that the conspiracy theories and the people that adhere to many of the conspiracy theories about elections being stolen, about elections being undermined, are particularly vulnerable and are the ones who are most likely to move from talking about it and being angry about it to actually taking action and doing something about it in a way that could hurt other people or hurt election infrastructure. So that's been the particular focus. But intelligence agencies worry just generally, because these types of narratives that say that the American democratic system doesn't work can eat away at confidence of American voters, and that the goal by Russia, by Iran, and to a lesser degree China, has been to convince Americans that their system doesn't work, that the outcome of the election is not going to be free or fair, and therefore undermine the system. And so there are these short-term worries about people who will get so upset that they'll move to violence. And then there's the longer-term worry that foreign adversaries playing on divisions within the U.S. are going to erode confidence in American democracy, which is a problem for the long term.
So basically sowing doubt about our democratic elections being free and fair. But also, wouldn't you say it's also domestic that in particularly Republican candidate Donald Trump has continued to claim that the 2020 election was rigged when there was no evidence of that, and basically starting to sort of sow doubt within his supporters that this one is also potentially rigged. Is that also stirring up this growing concern?
Intelligence officials who look at the foreign intelligence and look at the efforts by Russia, by Iran, by China, and some other countries as well, including Cuba, and there are some other players in there as well, have always emphasized that the easiest thing for any of those adversaries to do is to take anything that's already in the U.S. ecosystem, in the social media ecosystem, any complaints, and amplify them. And they've seen them do this not just for this election in 2024, but 4 years ago in 2020, and even to a degree in 2016. They've seen Russia leading the way, but others following suit, looking at the extremes of the political spectrum in the U.S., both the right, conservatives, and both the left, extreme liberals, and trying to get them to be upset, trying to motivate them to adopt these narratives that could provoke discord, division politically, and even violence. And it's not just one side of the political spectrum or the other. Russia and others are really looking to foment this across the board, because the goal isn't always to amplify one side or the other. The bigger goal for countries like Russia and Iran is to undermine the U.S. democratic system. That said, there are foreign adversaries that do target one side of the political spectrum or the other a little bit more. The U.S. intelligence community has assessed that Russia thinks it would be more advantageous if Donald Trump were to win the election. So they've been amplifying narratives and disinformation and misinformation that they think will hurt the candidacy of Vice President Kamala Harris and help former President Trump. Iran, on the other hand, thinks has assessed, according to the U.S. intelligence community, that it would do better if Kamala Harris were elected president. And therefore, it has undertaken influence operations and other activities to hurt the candidacy of Donald Trump and therefore boost the candidacy of Kamala Harris. The one thing they have in common, though, is an undermining of confidence in the American democratic system.
You know, Jeff, it's hard to debunk some of this stuff. I'm sure you've seen it online. I was on X this morning and I was reading this thread. It's kind of hard to follow because it's sort of nonsensical, but it sounds legitimate enough if you don't know anything, right? It was about the rally in Houston that Kamala Harris held, that Beyonce attended, and that Beyonce was supposed to sing, and that was the story that they put out, but she was never really going to sing, and it was the media in cahoots with the campaign to get people to fill the auditorium so she didn't have to bus people in to fill the auditorium, and they paid her $10 million, and this string goes on, and then all of these people jump on, right? Just exactly like what you just said. The people on the right are buying in and deriding the campaign for being dishonest. The people on the left are just screaming at the people on the right. And these things then take on a life of their own.
Right. And that's something that the U.S. officials, both at the federal level, but especially at the state and local level. And remember, in the United States, even though Americans are going to the polls and they're voting for the president of all the United States, elections are run at the state and local level. So it's the state officials and local officials who are in charge in terms of how elections are carried out, what rules you need to follow when you go to the polls. Can you vote early? Can you vote by mail early? When does a ballot that's mailed in need to be postmarked? These are all decisions legally that happen at the state and local level. And what they've been doing is they've been trying to impress upon the voting public in the U.S. that if there is a question about something going on with the election, about how you vote, or about where you can vote, or about what's happening to your ballot, the best thing to do is to look to them, the state and local election officials, as a trusted source of information. And whatever you may see, and there was a call the other week that one of the groups that represents state election officials held, where they said what they want people to do, no matter what they see online, if they have a question, or if they see something concerning, double check it against the website, the .gov website for the state or the county or the municipality. Check with these local election officials because they will have the best, most accurate information. In addition, one of the U.S. agencies that helps oversee election security, the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency called CISA, they've put up a website, and they've had it before for previous elections, but they have it again, where they have a rumor control website, and they encourage people, go to this official website, and if there are rumors out there, you can find out the facts about what is really going on. So as much of as information is spreading on social media that can take on a life of its own, CISA officials and state and local officials have been making a huge push to get voters to turn to them directly for information so that they're not taken in by information that may be misinformation. It may be something that people think is happening and it's not, or maybe nefarious in other ways. And it's trying to mislead people. And they say the best way to avoid that is to turn to them for the facts.
So, Jeff, you know, we've seen a lot of arrests following the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. This is kind of a twofold question. Has that been a deterrent? And what are government officials doing to try to avoid another situation like that, to protect election workers and obviously to avoid some sort of civil war?
Well, the first thing that they'll tell you that they've been trying to do is make sure that good information is out there, that the information from the federal, state, and local election officials is out there. So if people have questions, they can ask. One of the things that they've been saying is a lot of the processes involved in the election, if people have questioned, and various state officials said that, county officials have said, if you have questions about how ballots are being counted, about how votes are being processed, it's an open process. You can come and you can see it with your own eyes. At the same time, they've been very cognizant that there may be a need for additional security, and so that they've been taking measures to ramp up security to make sure that there are additional measures in place so that election workers can be safer, that police are ready, that they've been doing tabletop exercises for worst case scenarios in case there's an outbreak of violence, so that everybody involved in the process, whether it's the police, the firefighters, the election officials, that they know what to do if something goes wrong. And so that's been a large part of what they're doing. And again, part of this is complicated because, as officials at every level will tell you, in the United States, there's freedom of speech, and people can say just about whatever they want. They can believe whatever they want, and it's perfectly legal. What the efforts have focused on is when any of this talk starts moving into a realm where it represents a physical threat to people in the process, whether it's the candidates, the poll workers, polling locations. And so that's how they've been marshaling their effort. Whether the prosecutions of people who stormed the Capitol on January 6th last time around has served as a deterrent, it's a good question. Some officials will tell you it has. Others will say it's hard to know because the ways in which a lot of the people who participated in that, the ringleaders, set some of that up, they've moved to social media venues where it's harder to see. They've moved it out of the public view more. And so it's more difficult to tell what exactly they're planning or what they're thinking about doing. So again, they're just trying to prepare for any possibility. But again, they're very confident. They say that this will be a free and fair election, that every vote that should be counted will be counted, and that the American people can have faith that their vote will help determine the next president of the United States and determine whatever races they engage in their on their state and local level.
Jeff Selden, VOA's national security correspondent, has an article on this on our website you can read at voanews.com. Jeff, thanks so much for the info.
Anytime.
Well, Scott, we're on the home stretch, and we can hope for the best that it does, in fact, stay peaceful. And whatever happens, we're Americans, and we'll hopefully be able to get through this and be better for it. And, you know, we'll be covering all sorts of angles of the upcoming election, including the process itself coming up ahead of next Tuesday. So definitely want to stay with us for that on the issue.
You know, just observationally, Lori, we used to hear stories like this, violence around the elections, intimidation, charges of fraud when none existed, from other countries. And I don't want to say feel superior, but it was such a foreign thing to think about. And now that it's happening here, it really is quite jolting.
It truly is. It truly is. You've been listening to The Issue from the Voice of America.
On behalf of everyone here at VOA, thank you so much for joining us.
You can follow The Issue on X and Facebook at VOA The Issue. And for news 24/7, our website is voanews.com.
In Washington, I'm Scott Walterman.
And I'm Lori London. We'll see you tomorrow.